There are few people who can say their lives have been heavily intertwined with the history of Mount Edgecombe High School like Sitkin C.J. Johnson Yellowhawk. She graduated in 2004 and is a fourth-generation Mount Edgecombe student in her family, with her grandparents first meeting as members of the school's first-ever class. Today, she is a heavily involved alumni. When she read the news back in December about the mental health challenges many students have been facing, it sounded all too familiar.
My family and communities have gone through basically childhood trauma, generational trauma, and so I related to what was going on because I realized that we had some people here who needed community. And a lot of the times when something goes wrong in our communities, we go for our grandmothers and our aunties. And that's what we kind of saw here. We were like, oh, maybe they need some auntie support over there, some grandma support over there.
So Johnson Yellowhawk and her gaggle of aunties and grandmother figures, many of whom are fellow Mount Edgecombe alumni, banded together to launch the Mount Edgecombe High School Student Arts Project. The project started back in January and aims to connect students with classes taught by artists from their home regions across Alaska, as well as helping raise money for activities and community items the students desire. That led her to Golga Gookie Oscar, a well-renowned artist who is self-taught in skin sewing and beading and hails from the village Kasigluk in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. He responded the next day asking, "When do you want me there?"
For me, it's special because I'm sharing that knowledge to them. I'm giving them this privilege to pass the knowledge to their future generations. I think that's an important factor in today's generation to start off with, because spirituality is so strong in many other Indigenous communities. Whatever story is being shared has a spiritual significance behind it, which makes it more intriguing.
Flash forward to February 19th, and Oscar is seated on one of two blue felt rolling chairs in Mount Edgecombe's culture room. New racks of fabric line up the walls beside them, alongside other donated art supplies to keep students' minds and hands busy. For the past 3 days, he has worked with students on how to sew baby boots, which Oscar says is a standard project for beginning skin sewers. While the students are hard at work assembling their boots, Oscar is working on a different project, sewing the final details onto dance headdresses for Mount Edgecombe's Yupik dance team, an extra gift he is leaving behind for the students. This creates an opportunity for students and staff alike to learn some Yupik vocabulary.
What's headdress in Yupik?
What is the word for it?
Naskhun.
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 Naskhun or Naskhun?
Naskhun.
Naskhun.
One of his students, upperclassman Jubilee Lewis, hails from Quigilingok, but grew up mainly in Anchorage. She says she's found it comforting to hear Yupik again, as well as being able to do cultural activities she hasn't had access to.
I really enjoy it. It's really nice to be, like, because I grew up listening. My family is fluent in Yupik, and I don't know, I'm just comfortable. And I feel more connected to my culture as well, too, because I didn't do this a lot, and this is a really great opportunity to start.
As somebody who also attended school outside of home, Oscar can relate to students' sense of homesickness. A key way that Oscar coped with that was through engaging in cultural arts, which also helped him move through mental health struggles like depression and anxiety he faced as a teenager.
That's one of the things that I want the students to know, is that cultural arts is one of the forms that can help one. Being connected with cultural arts is an important factor because it's helped us through hardships. It keeps our mind away from negative thoughts.
Similarly, Johnson Yellowhawk found cultural arts to be a powerful healing tool for herself.
Beading got me sober like 6 years ago. Culture and art was a safe place for me until I can learn to be a safe place for myself, basically. You have to be very present while you're doing it, and sometimes that helps take you away from out of some bad thoughts. And it feels good to accomplish and complete something and to kind of see your progress as you go along and as you get better. So yeah.
Since the project first launched, Johnson Yellowhawk has been deeply touched by the community support so far, both in Sitka and beyond, from donating to their Amazon wish list to dropping off traditional foods like herring eggs. The Student Arts Project team is currently reaching out to Inupiaq artists to bring their own unique wisdom and skill sets to the community, but they are open to working with artists from all Alaskan regions who wish to help however they can. However, Yellow Hawk hopes that the future of the program is fully determined by student feedback, which they have continued to gather through surveys and in-person conversations. In Sitka, I'm Brian Cotter.